And Michael, what would you say are the sort of the basic views of the Tea Party movement?
I would say really when this movement really began to come into fruition about 2007, sort of in the last months or the last year of the Bush administration. And I think it really was a lot of a kind of visceral reaction by the American people that our federal government was growing too large, that too much power was being centralized in government bureaucracies, that the American people were overtaxed, in some ways overregulated. And that the genius of the American dream, the genius of American liberty, as announced and enunciated by our founders, was always a belief in individual liberty and in individual freedoms. And obviously it's a balancing act between that and our country's resource needs. But I think the perception, and I've been active in 25 years in politics and in public policy, I have never seen this level of national outrage about the direction that our country is headed. This is not a partisan movement. It's not designed, you know, even though our focus has been very much against the direction of this administration, it could well be happening even if we hadn't had the outcome of the election that we had had. And I think that you're seeing a lot of people galvanize that. The other thing I would say, which it, you know, may sound a little cliche, but it's a hugely patriotic movement. And that's the thing that I've noticed, and I've spoken to about 15 or 20 Tea Party events in some of the biggest areas of the country, is that there really is, among the people who turn out for these events, a belief that America is important, that America is unique and unlike any country in the world, and that the American life, the American liberty, the American concept needs to be preserved and needs to be protected, and that there are, in the history of our country, almost generational threats to liberty. Some of them have been external, you know, in the ways of external enemies. And in, I think, the view of a lot of Tea Party activists now, some of it is internal with an ideological direction of this administration, which is sort of an antithesis in many respects of what our founding fathers envisioned.